Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
And Mark decided upon this topic for today's chat: strange names for snakes. What is that about?
It's because, I mean, I live in South Africa, and South Africa has got a different name for anything and everything.
Like, yeah.
Especially when you bring in the Afrikaans language with snakes. It's amazing. So, but it's confusing too. For example, you've got a snake that's called a boomslang.
Okay. Yes.
Do you know what the word for a boomslang is in English? It's boomslang. Can you believe it? It's like a boomslang is a boomslang. And it's not, if you directly translate a boomslang, you'll go tree snake.
Yes.
But it's not a tree snake, because we do get tree snakes. Like we get the marble tree snake, which is actually named a tree snake. A boomslang is a boomslang. It just happens to live in trees.
But
even overseas, the Americans will refer to them as a boomslang because of their
the
accent. But it's a boomslang. Whether it's English or Afrikaans, it's still a boomslang. And that's what people must realize. A lot of people phone me and say, "Mark, please come. We've got a tree snake in my garden." I said, "Do you mean a boomslang?" They said, no, this is a tree snake. We're English. Okay, no. It's a boomslang. It's a boomslang, no matter what. It's the same snake. You know?
Okay.
So that's it. Another word, the other strange name for a snake is a skopstikker. Everyone knows the famous snake called a skopstikker. Yeah, a sheep stabber. Now, I'm not going to go in the bush and see a skopstikker in the bush and go, "Oh, that's a sheep stabber," because that's not its real name. Its real name is the skopstikker.
Mm.
So that's why, but that's because of myth and legend now. Many, many years ago, skopstikkers lived in the veld with the sheep. In amongst the sheep, no problem. They're diurnal snakes, which means they come out during the daytime. Now, skopstikker, as we know, if you are an avid snake catcher, see a skopstikker, the first thing they do is they just dart off as fast as possible. And they go hide underneath the nearest thing, which happens to be a dead sheep. And they got the dead sheep. Now the farmer comes along, lifts up the dead sheep, and sees a skopstikker curled up underneath it, and goes, "That's what killed my sheep. That's why they got their name. They're sheep killers."
Oh, wow.
Now, if you think about it, the major, longest skopstikker recorded is about 1.2 meters long. So it's a small snake in respect of the size of the sheep, which is about a 30-kilogram sheep. Why would it want to kill a sheep, and why would it want to eat a sheep? A snake only wants to kill to eat, so it's not going to do anything with sheep. And it's a mildly venomous snake, which means it's got venom, but the venom can't even hurt anything. It's like so weak and so, so diluted that it actually kills mice and rats normally if it manages to get the venom in, because it's a backfang snake too.
And so where does one find them?
All in the veld, open veld, fynbos, boss, that type of thing. It's a common snake,
really?
And you get a striped face too and all that kind of stuff. So it's a beautiful snake, and it's all around. Mildly venomous snake, not dangerous, doesn't even hurt people, but yet the snake apparently kills sheep. So it does not. But the skopstikker now, where everyone's been discussing it, of its name. If you look at the snake, it lives in grass and it's got beautiful spots all over its body. So the new name is probably going to change to a spotted grass snake, which is a beautiful name. And another word is the rhombic. Everyone thinks if you put rhombic in front of the name, it means it's a dangerous snake. Like we got a rhombic egg eater, a rhombic night adder, and a rhombic skopstikker. Now those are the three rhombics in South Africa. Rhombic does not mean anything except for the pattern on the snake.
Okay.
It does not mean it's dangerous at all. So that's why if I say a rhombic egg eater, it's got these type of markings on it. A rhombic skopstikker, exact same markings, and the night adder also. So that's why if you ever hear rhombic, it does not mean dangerous. It means literally the patterning on the actual snake.
Okay.
So funny enough, out of the rhombics, the egg eater, totally harmless. Skopstikker, mildly venomous. Night adder, venomous. That's our three rhombics.
Hey, Mark, have you ever been in a situation where you have been scared? Are you ever afraid?
No, it's weird. We used to go up and go to Limpopo every year just to on a snake excursion, just to go hunt snakes, see what's out there and everything. And we used to actually catch big black mambas. I think the biggest one we actually caught was 3.9 meters or something. It was a long mamba. And myself and my friend Craig, we're holding it by the head like that, taking photos. And yet you realize it is a dangerous snake, but you're not actually nervous because you know how to handle it. You've been trained, all that kind of stuff. So I am totally fearless when it comes to any venomous snake. It's no problem. But put me in a garden with a vicious dog and I'll scream like crazy. That's just the way it is. I've grown up used to snakes, and that's the way it is.
How often do you get called out to
here sort of in...
At the moment, winter, so the snakes aren't hibernating, but they're a lot, say, calmer now, a lot less active now. So it's probably about 3 a day at the most now.
A day?
Yeah.
That's
but in
a
summer,
lot.
In summer, we probably about 20 to 30 calls a day, but I don't get to all of those calls. I've got other snake handlers on my permit now, which I dish out the numbers
because
to them just to help.
Yes.
And it helps me also because the snake is on the strand. I'm all the way other side of PE. It takes so long to get there, the snake's going to be gone. So I'd rather have a summer strand snake catcher available. Boom, and you can skunk straight away.
Okay.
So that helps. That
I didn't
helps
know it was
lot.
Possible to have more than one
snake
catcher.
A few of us now. Yeah, very
okay.
Training
a few
up quite
a
few
crazy
guys
people.
And it's exciting.
As a kid, Mark, how did this all come about? I mean,
what
was the first?
My first love was birds, but then I wanted to hold a snake. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is the most awesome thing in the world.
How old were you?
I was probably about 4 or 5, somewhere around there, And then I laughed it off. I never actually thought I liked snakes. And all of a sudden, I found a snake in my backyard. And I was like, this is amazing. Neighbor found a snake. This is cool. I didn't realize my father used to be a snake catcher himself. And I didn't even know. See, it was in my blood already. We lived in Zimbabwe. So he used to have a snake pit where he kept all of his snakes in this pit, you know. I didn't even know about this until I was a teenager. So it's in the blood. You can't deny it. It's there.
What is the percentage of people who are afraid of snakes? Because in my circle, everyone is.
A few years ago, it used to be, I'm not lying, 90% people were scared and hated snakes. But now because of the media, Facebook, all that kind of stuff, now teaching people, identifying snakes.
It's so important,
snake courses,
isn't it?
Snake education. I'd say 50% now. I get so many beautiful WhatsApp saying, Mark, what snake is this? A lovely picture.
Okay.
And we don't want to kill it. We just want to know what it is so we can how to catch it. And I'm going, wow, that's amazing.
So if you do find a snake.
A few years ago, it used to always be a dead snake. What snake is this? I'm going, well, why do you want to know what dead snake it is? You know, it's getting better.
Great. Right. And that's how we wrap up today's podcast. Till next time, Mark.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from AlgoaFM.co.za.